Titus Brandsma is a person of many talents. As a priest, he was inspired by Teresa of Avila, Carmelite and saint, and had an extremely positive attitude to life. As a thinker, philosopher and mystic, he made an intellectual contribution to the social debate. As professor at and rector magnificus of the Catholic University in Nijmegen, which was founded in 1923, he contributed to Catholic emancipation in the Netherlands. As a journalist, he was active in word and certainly in action, speaking out against National Socialist ideology and the Nuremberg racial laws, defending freedom of the press, and during the occupation of the Netherlands, visiting Catholic newspapers to urge them not to print propaganda. All these aspects made him, certainly when we look back, a special resistance hero. His courage and perseverance are inspiring for many, worldwide, and certainly also in the Netherlands. Faith, hope, and love, qualities Titus embodied, are not only important for Catholics, Christians, or religious believers, but for all people of goodwill.
But is he known today in the Dutch society?
He certainly is known in certain segments of society, and for instance, Nijmegen, the university is where he was a rector as well. He's well known and greatly respected. I think in a broader sense, people are discovering more about him this year because there is a lot of media attention now.
The Embassy of the Netherlands to the Holy See is organizing a conference on Brandsma and freedom of the press before the canonization. What does the new saint tell us today about freedom of the press?
Priorities in the work of the Embassy of the Netherlands to the Holy See include peace and security, rule of law and justice, climate and the environment, and human rights, which includes freedom of speech and therefore freedom of press. The symposium in English, organized by the Embassy of the Netherlands to the Holy See, together with the International Association of Journalists accredited to the Vatican, will take place on Tuesday, 10 May, in the Centro Internazionale Sant'Alberto, which is the house where Titus lived during the years that he studied in Rome. The title of this symposium is Titus Brandsma, The Challenges of Journalism in Dark Times. Obviously, it is about the time when Titus lived and worked, resisted a ruthless occupier and was murdered, and about his performance as a journalist, and about resistance to the Third Reich, with special reference to Edith Stein. But this is also an opportunity to examine the current social relevance of what Titus stood for. The theme of the speech of the Human Rights Ambassador of the Netherlands, who will come to Rome for this important symposium, will be "The world needs courageous journalists like Titus Brandsma to make a difference for humanity and human rights for all." And the symposium will conclude with a roundtable discussion with several members of the Vatican Journalists Association on the challenges of journalism and the search for truth in the age of fake news and social media.
Still, there's the question, what does all this persecution of Titus Brandsma and other journalists and other people who voiced their own opinion in the Nazi dictatorship, what does that tell us for press, freedom of press today, in our times?
I think in a way it is a warning how careful we have to be about freedom of expression and freedom of press. The number of journalists who are being attacked and sometimes even murdered worldwide is very worrying. And it will touch on our rule of law, on elements like transparency, democracy, control by the people of governments, because the people need to be informed. So I think his life and his death are a warning to all of us.
The difference between blessed and saints is that blessed are worthy of veneration for their respective local church or religious community, whereas saints are valid for the whole universal church. In this sense, to what extent is the Dutchman Titus Brandsma a model for the whole Catholic world?
Technically speaking, as you say, or rather as a matter of theological principle, Titus could so far not be venerated worldwide and outside his own Carmelite community. However, his standing, not just in the Netherlands, but also in other parts of the world, has been high. For instance, in the United States and in the Philippines, where the Titus Brandsma Prize is awarded every 2 years to young journalists and researchers. The values propagated and embodied by Titus Brandsma, which are social engagement, inclusion, love in order to counteract injustice, enmity and inequality, and courage in the face of evil, all these elements transcend geography and religion. I would therefore go even further than what your question implies. Titus is not just an example and inspiration for Catholics worldwide, but for people, irrespective of their religious or non-religious background. In this day and age, even more so.